I've contacted Dr. Lily Fraser, a long-time friend of our station. It was a long-time involvement too with Tūtaki Healthcare in Tamaki Makaurau, but she's moved back home to her ancestral whare and whenua in Otago. And part of the reason I wanted to link arms with Lily this morning is that we've seen 100 millimetres of rain belt the deep south, and it's moving north. Apparently, the worst of it has gone through the Waitaki district, but now heading to Canterbury. Thanks for joining us on the program, Lily. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Kia ora, ngamahi. Good to talk with you. Not so much your own whare because you're on high ground, but obviously there was nervousness before the rain event arrived, talking South Dunedin, which lies low, but it seemed to skirt South Dunedin. But I know that there's been major problems in Mosgiel and another area that you work in normally, which is Oamaru. Can you tell us a little more about access to these places? I guess you can't even head to work there physically today.
Yeah, we've decided that for all our Te Haumaru staff, we will be working from home today. So we have a Hawara clinic, you know, smaller version of Tūtaki down here, owned by Te Runanga o Moiraki. So Oamaru is part of their takiwā in Moiraki. State Highway 1 coming through town has been very flooded. No traffic going through that way, and there's a number of roads closed. Seeing all the videos of people's whare flooded, which is always really hard. So that's up in Oamaru, but, you know, right through the district, Mosgiel particularly this time has been hit very hard. And they had an evacuation centre set up in the middle of the night for whānau affected. So the safest place, if you're not flooded at home, is to be at home. And that's what we're doing today, doing the mahi, phoning our patients that have got appointments today, and just being available for them, you know, over the phone.
Yeah, tēnā koe, understandable as well. There are major highway closures in and around the area, State Highway 8 and 87, 85 as well. And images that we're picking up on the net this morning of houses in Oamaru absolutely flooded. I don't recall so often seeing images like that of Oamaru or Mosgiel. So, you know, difficult times, obviously, but, you know, hearty people down there. You've got a clinic in South Dunedin as well, haven't you, Lily?
No. I've got two clinics now. I've moved. two clinics now, one in Karitane, which is where I'm from, and that's where I'd usually be this morning. And then we have our main clinic, Te Haumaru, up in Oamaru.
Tēnā koe. It's good to see Te Runanga o Moiraki, which is a pretty amazing place itself. Investing in health in this way. Are there many Runanga doing the same, or is that a somewhat not unique model, but it's great that they recognise that they could run a health clinic as well? How did that come to be, that arrangement that you have with them?
Yeah, I think whānau from Moiraki had, you know, hui, particularly around after COVID and seeing all the great mahi that different hapū were doing, and really felt that they wanted to be able to do the same for their whānau around their takiwā, whānau that have always lived there and then whānau that have come home. And so, Te Haumaru has been running for 3 years now, and working in, social education, hauora, and rongoā services. It's an awesome wee organisation. We're just the beginning of it, 25 staff currently. It's been awesome working for our own people, and I'm really enjoying learning more about our people further up by the Waitaki River.
Tēnā koe. Well, we certainly wish them well. Flooding seemingly widespread. Issues here, of course, we're right in the middle of flu season, etc. What are the largest looming threats besides the flooding to the health and well-being of our whānau who live down in your neck of the woods, Tuhine?
Yeah, it's definitely that flu season at the moment. And you know, we always have our same kōrero, prevention is better than cure. So, you know, as the flu is a virus, it's really supportive cares around paracetamol and ibuprofen if you can take it and having a rest. But for some people, it can be very serious and they can get pneumonia and become very sick. So, having your flu vaccine still not too late, even though we're into July. If you haven't had it, you know, that's going to be your best protection, you know, not getting sick in the first place. And people say, oh, I got sick anyway, but you know, you've got to remember that the flu vaccine just covers the viruses that are going to make people most sick. And so there are lots of other viruses still out there, including COVID, that our whānau is still getting. So it's not a cure-all for all colds and flu, but it's definitely going to protect you against those more severe ones.
And on a personal note, you know, you're not missing Tamaki Makaurau and its log-jammed roading systems. That's it for you, eh? Living on a hill overlooking the sea.
Yep, no, life's very good back home. So I come up for a visit. I got an early flight home yesterday because I knew this storm was on the way and I wanted to get back to our kuri before we couldn't get to them, which actually the road to our house has been flooded, so I made the right choice. But you know, Tāmaki is beautiful and on the weekend it's lovely when there's no traffic. But yeah, I feel very privileged to be home.
Are you still got a role with Turiki Lily? Because you're the
Yeah, still hanging on in there. It's
you're
been
the
3 years.
clinical director, eh? Or something like that.
Yes, there's three of us. So I support Dr. Katrina Kirikino and Dr. Gabrielle Moss. They're at our Pēmuir and Mangere clinics, and we do the mahi together. Always, you know, mahi's always easier when you do it in a team. So yeah, feel lucky to be able to continue my mahi for Turiki. It's been there a long time. 2011 I started, and yeah, you know, there's good mahi happening there, and I want to continue to be part of it.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I was there last week myself. Went and saw another young wahine, a doctor as well, Teresa Fitzpatrick. So,
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'm very mindful of the role that Turiki plays. Just while we're talking about them and celebrating the organisation, which got underway when you go to the Mangere Clinic in Hōmae, you'll see a picture of Sid Jackson in the just as you go in the entrance. Sid was instrumental, not on his own, of course, but in helping to establish this proudly culturally focused health delivery model. And it's been a model of success. How many clients might Turiki have now? What's the sort of size and scope of the organization in 26, 15
Yeah,
years on
we're
from when you started?
getting close to 15,000, and when I started, there were 3,000. And yes, Sid was one of our original CEOs and really set the practice up, or the service up, because it's more than just GP mahi that we do. We're in all the kura across Mangere, and a lot of, you know, high school as well, so serving probably close to 30 schools. And yeah, lots of different mahi that we do, but it's definitely growing. We actually had a review of our service recently, just, you know, to see how we do our mahi, our model of care. And one of the cool comments that came out of that is that when they come in, they don't, you know, there's no obvious hierarchy in the kaimahi. They can't see who's a healthcare assistant or who's a doctor, because we all work together, and you know, we really work hard to ensure that everybody that can do the mahi does the mahi together. It's not a hierarchy as it is in some places.
Well, it's wonderful talking with you, albeit with some compromised accessibility issues for you as a health professional today. But we just wanted to mickey to those who are going through hardship as a result of the weather that came raging through in the last 24 hours or so. Dr. Lily Fraser, with us still very much involved with health delivery here in Tamaki, as you've just heard, but also proudly back on her ancestral whenua. Thank you so much. Tuhine, mihi ana kia koe. Hope that this period is special for your whānau as well. Thanks so much for joining us.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Lily. Dr. Lily Fraser. Mm-hmm.